We want to thank you for all, as you all seek to share with us this special evening. And in the process, as we have the choir in front of us and behind us, and God, we're always in his presence. God wants us. God has sought since day one that we would know him. The whole system we live in, from almost not very long, Genesis 6, it got all confused. And so we need to understand God wants us to know him. And the system, politics, religion, everything. We hear so many voices, but we don't hear his. And he wants to know us. Remember now, if you would, that God, in his wonderful grace and kindness, died on the cross before anything is ever created. God, in his wonderful plan, his glorious program, went and did what for us? He went, the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. And that's why he was going to be born and go to the cross, so that we could be born. No one could be born on earth, because Christ died for everyone that is born to be saved. And God, if he didn't go to the cross, we wouldn't be here. We just wouldn't be here. So we need to understand that, so that we're sitting, and as we sit in his presence, it's an awesome thing. And therefore, using the program, years and years ago in Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, and it was the tradition of history and nations to seek out, much as they could understand in all the debris and all the stuff that was out there, to try to get to God. Why are we here? Why are we created? Where are we going? Looking for God. So in Babylon, way back then, the wise men would read not only the writings of everybody, but they read the scriptures. Like in Jeremiah, they had Daniel could read Jeremiah just going to the Babylonian library, which he did. Now, so here they are reading. And as they're reading, there's some of those are seeking, obviously, and God, in his wonderful kindness, knowing all that was going to be, everything at the right time, in the right way, and God put a little star up in the sky, and they studied the sky, they studied the stars, looking for signs. They did that. And here comes a star, just standing there. And they what? Got the message. And the star moved. Not a normal star. It was his star, H-I-S, his star, to lead them. So they're going to go all the way from over the Euphrates River, all the way over to Babylon. That takes a time. And as they go, the star leads them all the way. They go to look at the star at night, and there it is, leading them. It led them all the way to Bethlehem. And then it, as they stopped to see Herod, they went a little further. And when they went a little further, the star led them straight over the manger. The star did. They didn't have to, not the manger, the house, actually, at this point in history, over the house where the little baby was, the little boy, little baby developing, the Lord Jesus Christ. And they came there. God led them there. They were seeking. What do you know about God and his wonderful grace and God's word? If you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. And so God was looking to find some heart, the hearts of whosoever that would seek him and find him. That's all they had to do. And God said, if you truly seek me with all your heart, you'll surely find me. And they sought, and they came, and they came. They came to what? Honor him. To honor. They didn't know who. All they saw was that little baby boy. That's what they saw. Now, looking at the baby boy, they brought to recognize him. King of the Jews, Matthew chapter 2. King of the Jews. And they brought gold because he's king. And they gave gold and frankincense, the fragrance of his sinless life. They brought frankincense. And they brought myrrh to bury him. They brought all the little gifts without even knowing it to recognize, who are you coming to worship? We're coming to worship the King of the Jews, God in the flesh, the God who is promised from Genesis 3:15, and the seed of the woman. God is going to provide a Savior. And Adam and Eve believed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And God, here we are. It's our turn on planet Earth in the light of where we are and where it's headed. So God, here we are. And the shepherds bowed down and worshiped. If you would, as we mentioned the star in God's wonderful kindness, we don't have a star. We have God's Word. We have God's Word, the Bible. We don't have a star. We got better than a star. We got God's Word. For what? To know the God in whose presence we are. So therefore, in God's wonderful kindness, the shepherds had the star, we have scriptures. We have God's word. And so God, what are we going? The scriptures clear from Genesis 3:15, Micah 5:2, and you turn Isaiah 7:14, 9:6, and line up the verse after verse, statement after statement, you won't have any problem. The gospel, 1 Corinthians 15. Of all the different things and people that say, this is the way, this is the way, this is the truth, this is the truth. God said, let me help you. I have good news for you. I'm going to help you understand so you never get confused. 1 Corinthians 15. I'm going to go and be born, and I'm going to go and die according to my word, page after page. There is no confusion. There's only one book, one Bible in all the world. I got a lot of books. I'm telling you, there's only one. There's all kinds of religious books, but only one Bible. There's not two Bibles. There's one. You don't get ever confused. Read God's word, the only Bible there is that's God's Word. Not the Book of Mormon or something else. God's Word. And God, in His wonderful grace, died for us according to the Scriptures. He took our sins in His own body on the tree and buried them. He isn't digging them up. He's finished with them. So when I receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, how can I possibly do that and have the reality? Because He died and took my place on Calvary's cross and bore every sin from the day I was born, every word, thought, and deed that comes from my old sin nature that I got from Adam to the day I die. He took every thought, word, and deed to the cross in His own body on the tree. And then, paying the price, He buried it. He's done. So that He can offer any of us the simple, wonderful statement, not because if we do this and if we do that and if we say this. No, no. I'm not even going to look at your life, He said. I died and took care of it. All I want you to do is understand. I just want you to believe that I did it. It's good news. It's good news. I buried it. I'm not going to bring it up again. I'll never bring it up to you. If you're unsaved even, I'll never bring it up to you. Ever. I took care of it. The one I will bring up, though, Romans, John 16. What am I going to bring up? That you didn't believe. And that's what I asked you to do. To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I just asked you to believe. I buried it, and I rose again to give you a unique, wonderful relationship. I'm going to give you, I took your death, and I'm going to give you my life, the resurrected life, the newness of life. I'm going to give you a unique relationship to me, the gospel. That's what I'm going to do. And I've written the Scriptures. The Scriptures are there. And I'm here to do it. And all you have to do is believe. That's what I asked. Search. If you search for me with all your heart, you'll find me. How am I going to search? Take my word and read it and believe it, and you'll find them right in front of you, like we shared this morning. How far away are you, God? It's how close you are to me right now. And I am, and God's awesome. As we shared the wonderfulness of God, it is so awesomely awesome that God, your awesomeness, everything is in the middle of you, and you want us to know you. You are our God, the only God there is, and you're our Savior, the only Savior there is, and you want us to know you. And somehow, beyond our little old mind, they can't even grasp it. You want us to be brought into the enjoyment, into the awesome wonderment of your presence, which is beyond all that I can ask or think.
Bright with the holy light, for the place where Jesus was. flesh revealed for the world to see. Christ incarnate, truth sublime, willingly bound now by space and time, laying by his glory above, born among men, oh, what wondrous love. Never will know the fullness of grace, bringing him down to Bethlehem's place. But we can gratefully bow at his feet, worship, adore him, his praises repeat. Son of Mary, Son of Man, born of a virgin, oh glorious plan, God of very God is he, in flesh revealed for the world to see.
Thank you.
And as we looked at the gospel and reminded ourselves that Christ died and rose again, was buried and rose again according to the scriptures, so you don't have to miss who is he born, King of the Jews. It's the one who's been crucified according to the scriptures. What is it, 1 trillion to 1, the odds of it being fulfilled, of all of those fulfillments, perfectly impossible. God did that for us, to know him in a wonderful way. It's good news. We have a lot of bad news. We have all kinds of human news. It comes every day in one form or another, and we listen to it, and we have to live with it, and we work in it and around it and through it. That's what we do. But all the time, we have all that's going on in our mind and heart. God, in the believing heart, is good news. Because all that God has in mind for everyone he created, you know that, Ephesians 2:10 and that, God has a wonderful plan for every human being that he ever had come to birth. He has a wonderful plan for them. That's why he brought them into the world, to know him and to be able to enjoy him and to fulfill his wonderful plan in his great painting, as it were, a canvas that's going to see and show his wonderful saving grace to save what? Whosoever's. That's us guys. Whosoever's. We're nobodies. Why do we delay? Why should we have such privilege? Ah, we don't deserve it. Never. No. God's doing it. The guy, the people that should believe, that should know, don't. John chapter 1, verse 12, 10, 11, and 12. He came unto his own received him not. They rejected and crucified him. And God turned around and said, whosoever would believe. So, what do we find? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's you, if you believe, are you a whosoever, then you qualify. You qualify for the benefit of the gift. Christmas isn't about us. We have a lot of things going, and we need to have it for the economy, etc. But in the process, it's God giving himself. God is the gift to you and me. Christ died to give himself. He is the gift. It isn't a gift we're going to get something and open it. No. He himself is the gift of eternal life. A unique, permanent, eternal relationship to Almighty God that never ends. To enjoy his awesomeness forever. He created us. We aren't like an animal. Ants, animals, deers, butterflies, they all die. But we don't die. Our body stops, and we have to put that away. But the person inside here, that's us guys. That's us. We don't die. God meant to save us. And if we don't get saved, it doesn't come out too good. So God, what have you done in your marvelous grace? You've gone and given us yourself, that we could know you in a very personal, wonderful way. And if we could try to say 1,000 things in 1,000 ways. But God, the simplest thing, the most easy thing, most easy, is one. What can you do to convince me that you are who you are and you mean what you mean? Believe me, he said. Just believe me. and you'll know. It isn't complicated. Give me credit. Give me at least what you do others. Like 1 John 5:10, you believe other people, you believe the news, you believe all kinds of things. Why can't you believe me? You see, you have to give him credit. You got to believe him. And when you believe him, as simple as that, we shared it the other day, you know all these things. If I was had to be in trouble, and I was with a bunch of little kids, children, even one of them, and the little kid, boy or girl, believed and looked to God. They don't know anything, but they believe, and they honor him, and God loves them. If I was in trouble, I want that little boy, little girl, on my side. I'm going to stand with them. They're safer than standing with all the bishops and everyone else in all this world. I'm safer with that little boy who's believing. And that's what God's looking for. He isn't looking for your complexity of your brain, your IQ, what you know. Whatever we think we know, we don't know. And when we know everything, we die and become dust. So we're all looking at the world and humans. And what all the humans have done all over the world, the Egyptian pharaohs, the Caesars, all of them. Where are we? They're dust. Their buildings are dust. Their history is dust. And we're going to be dust. And we're stupid, not you. I was going to say stupid. We're stupid enough to be trusting us humans instead of trusting God. We're foolish going by, well, this guy said, I don't care. God bless that guy. It isn't what that guy said. It's what did God say. And that's what you're resting in. That's your power. That's your safety in this dying age. Day that's darkening and getting darker. There's good news. Good news. No matter what you tell me of your life, with all your problems and all your needs, God in Christ is good news. No matter what you're facing, you just have to believe in. God said, I'll take care of it. You trust me, and I'll outwork my wonderful plan for your life if you just get out of the way and honor me. Does that make sense?
Thank you. shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine. Delighteth, he is the fullness of truth and grace. God from his throne to earth with man abideth, and through his blood all our sins. Praise we, let all within us praise his holy name. He knows our need. He guards us from all danger. Hey! Child in the manger, I own. the gift for